This is the audio from Mongol Conquest Sources. This is the ER version. If you have the standard version, just head back out to the website and grab the other one. All right, so source one. In the spring of 1221, the people of Nishapur, which is a city in Persia, saw that the matter was serious. The Mongols then drove all the survivors, men and women, out onto the plain, and it was commanded that the town should be laid waste in such a manner that the site could be plowed upon, and that not even cats and dogs should be left alive. They severed the heads of the slain from their bodies and heaped them up in piles, keeping those of the men separate from those of the women and the children. And that source is Atta Malik Judaini. All right, so source two is just years and how many people died. The note says these casualty figures are probably exaggerated, and I'll let you take care of that one on your own. All right, on to source three. This is Hulagu Khan's ultimatum to Kutuz, the Sultan of Mamluk Egypt. From the King of Kings of the East and West, the Great Khan, to Kutuz the Mamluk who fled to escape our swords. You should think of what happened to other countries and submit to us. You have heard how we have conquered a vast empire and have purified the earth of the disorders that tainted it. We have conquered vast areas, massacring all the people. Hasten your reply before the fire of war is kindled. Resist, and you will suffer the most terrible catastrophes. We will shatter your mosques and reveal the weakness of your God, and then we'll kill your children and your old men together in the streets. At present, you are the only enemy against whom we have to march. All right, next one is source four. War, strife, bodily harm, or murder do not exist. Robbers and thieves on a grand scale are not to be found among the Mongols, remarks Plano Carpini. And for this reason, the houses and the carts in which they store their wealth have neither locks nor bolts. Jizjani writes that no one except the owner would dare pick up even a whip lying on the ground, and Ibn Battuta comments that although there were many pack animals in the Kipchak area, these could be left unattended because of the severity of Mongol laws against theft. All right, and lastly, source five, some Mongol laws. The first one says, the man in whose possession a stolen horse is found must return it to its owner and add 9 horses of the same kind. If he is unable to pay this fine, his children must be taken instead of the horses. And if he have no children, he himself will be slaughtered like a sheep. Next one, Genghis Khan ordered that all religions were to be respected, and that no preference was to be shown to any of them. Next one. Whosoever commits adultery will be executed, whether or not they have previous convictions. And lastly, if a woman who is captured by a Mongol has a husband, no one will enter into a relationship with her. If a Mongol desires a married woman, he will kill the husband and then have relations with the woman. All right, and that's it. Thanks for reading.